About the stories in this collection. The stories in this volume are set in a period 20 to 25 years before the first democratic political elections in South Africa. These elections in 1994 took place against a background of joy, trepidation, euphoria, and pessimism, as the world waited for a miracle. Could peace and racial harmony be achieved in a country that had, for decades, become synonymous with racial strife, prejudice, discrimination, enmity, and political fragmentation? The first day of the elections dawned. The queues formed. They grew longer by the hour. Would peace prevail? Would the election process succeed? After extensions and delays, technical problems, and administrative reversals, the nation heaved a collective sigh of relief as Judge Johan Kriechler, the presiding officer overseeing the entire process, eventually declared the election substantially free and fair, and the new democracy was born. The phrase, substantially free and fair, became used and abused in the months that followed. In general, despite criticisms of a process that some viewed as involving trade-off and compromise, the phrase went into history, reflecting a memory that although all had not been perfect, the future could be faced on a foundation of substantial truth. In telling one another our stories and anecdotes, we are all subject to interrogation and interview, fact-checking, and gapminder analysis. Sometimes our stories are coloured by the need to entertain or to assert a point or principle. Sometimes the writer will bend the truth to his or her needs for the specific purpose of achieving ends more literary than authentic. What I can say, with confidence, is that the stories in this collection are substantially true. The major incidents, interactions, dates, and events in the stories are all drawn from actual experience between 1969 and 1975. None of the individual characters is intended to represent an accurate picture of a real person, although real people are inscribed in the imaginative creation of these fictive personalities. This is particularly true with reference to myself. On the very day Neil Armstrong prepared to step onto the moon, I did indeed smuggle a more than 1,000-page copy of the collected works of Shakespeare into the tower where I stood guard over the Durban oil refinery. I did, too, hitchhike from Pretoria to Durban during a long night's journey into day, in the course of which I received a startling education in the company of an elderly Indian market gardener. I was one of a platoon of soldiers who did in fact fly by helicopter into Kwamashu and find a gleaming treasure of ice-cold hubbly-bubbly before fabricating an exhausting hike back to base camp. I did experience the horrific engagement with a young white man who told me in an army tent what he would like to do to a black man. I did in truth contemplate leaping from an army Bedford truck onto my knees in order that I might escape further military service. I did, in fact, fake an injury during basic training so that I could get 3 days light duty. Furthermore, I did in truth witness many other real events, actions, and interactions that are inscribed in these stories under the guise of fiction. But other characters, as represented in the stories, remain merely fictional. They are simple creations of the imagination, even in cases where they reflect my memory of real people. The substantial truth of these stories, then, is intended to reflect various stages in the coming to adulthood of a young white man in apartheid South Africa, a young man who had so much to learn and even more to unlearn as he tried to shed the burden of an apartheid education and learn a little more about the truth of the world around him. That young man has not completed the process, of course, not even more than 40 years later. For as the famous last line of the magnificent novel by F. Scott Fitzgerald reminds us, however much we think we have extricated ourselves from the past, or risen above it, we are born back, ceaselessly and inexorably. In many ways, we remain perpetual prisoners of what we thought and saw and experienced as we came of age. Ian Patrick, April 2017.